So let's move on to the next clinical situation. What about an older patient, a 75-year-old gentleman with IGVH mutated CLL without 17p deletion or TP53 mutation who requires treatment? It seems like the majority of the audience would use ibrutinib in this particular situation, although another group would think about chlorambucil and obinutuzumab. How would you approach this patient, Dr. Brown?
Right. So this patient having a mutated IGVH does have a variety of options. We know from the Alliance data that ibrutinib or ibrutinib rituximab had equal efficacy, so you don't need the rituximab, but ibrutinib would be a fine option for that patient. The chemoimmunotherapy arm of BR was also similar to the ibrutinib arm in a mutated IGVH patient, not so in an unmutated patient. So if you do want to consider chemoimmunotherapy for whatever reason, it's really more in the mutated patient. I think most of us feel that this patient, the best choice would either be a BTK inhibitor, or very few people in the audience selected venetoclax or obinutuzumab. We now have some very nice data in older patients with comorbidities that venetoclax or obinutuzumab, 1 year of therapy, has an 88% two-year progression-free survival, which is identical to the two-year progression-free survival with ibrutinib in the Alliance study. The group of experts was really split whether they do a BTK inhibitor or venetoclax or obinutuzumab.
And Dr. Wyatt, why ibrutinib for this type of patient?
Yeah, I think that both options really would do well with this patient. I really favor a BTK inhibitor right now just because we have a lot more long-term follow-up data on those patients. So the CLL14 study with venetoclax obinutuzumab, it was treatment for 1 year, and then we really have data for only 1 year off therapy. And so as that data matures, I would feel more comfortable with venetoclax obinutuzumab, but right now I would, for most patients, do a BTK inhibitor.